You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Beyond Cinema, c'est une compagnie qui organise ce qu'on appelle des pièces immersives. Alors le but, c'est de faire participer les spectateurs à la pièce. C'est ludique et cela donne un ressenti tout à fait différent, selon Goldele Raymond, qui est aussi la directrice de théâtre, qui est directrice de théâtre et qui travaille eh bien, pour Beyond Cinema. La pièce Les Misérables sera présentée à Sydney ce week-end, le 15 et 16 décembre, au théâtre indépendant au nord de Sydney. Nord de Sydney, une pièce immersive en musique. Écoutez.
Vous êtes avec Radio SBS en français.
Goldele, thank you so much for being with us with SBS French.
Hi, you're welcome.
So, before talking about Les Misérables, I'd just like you to remind our audience, what's the role of a theatre director?
So, a theatre director is the person responsible for the creative side of a theatre production. There's also a lot of like practical coordination. So, I come up with the creative concept of broad sweeping things of design, and I work with the actors to help them present their performance on stage. And there's a lot of collaboration working with designers, working with script writers, or, you know, with producers. Yeah.
Yeah, and then so Les Misérables by Beyond Cinema is an immersive piece. It means that people can take part of it?
Yes, so the concept is that the audience is invited to come dressed up in costume, and for this particular one, it's a sing-along. So they get to sing along with the cast and with the screening of the 2012 movie. Past productions that we've had was a high tea Mad Hatter's Tea Party, where there were certain games and activations. I got to play croquet and read out poems and paint red roses, which were part of, you know, the Alice in Wonderland story. So, yeah.
So how different is an immersive piece from, I would say, a classical piece?
Well, for example, if you go to see Les Misérables live in a theatre, you sit in the dark, you watch, you are silent, you come in your normal clothes, and everything happens in front of you on stage. For an immersive piece, the audience is invited to participate in the action of the musical or the play, and there might be things happening around them in the audience, or it might be presented in an unconventional space. Like I mentioned, in the Mad Hatter's Tea Party, it was in a restaurant. So, yeah.
And so why were you interested in directing this immersive piece?
Well, first of all, Les Misérables is probably my favourite, one of my favourite musicals in the entire world. Who doesn't love Les Mis, the glorious singing, the great stories and characters?
Yeah.
But an immersive piece, it's something different. And for me, theatre is about providing an emotional experience, an exciting live experience. And with the immersive aspect, it really engages the audience. I think that with film and TV, the way theatre engages with audiences, what it offers to the general public, has a unique opportunity to do these different things that is different beyond just sitting and watching in the way screen and film doesn't.
Is the immersive theatre is something new?
In some ways, it's very much sort of since mid last century. I'd say it's more prevalent since the advent of TV and film. But if you think about Shakespeare, classic Shakespeare in the Globe, traditionally where the audience is standing, they're really close to the theatre, they're throwing things at the audience, or Commedia dell'arte in public squares with roving performers, it's not completely new. So,
yeah. But we can see more and more immersive pieces coming.
I think there are. If you look more in sort of the underground or at festivals, you see immersive theatre. Like there's been a recent piece that was happening that was using poems that was an immersive piece. It's a very famous piece, which I've unfortunately forgotten the name of, in New York City, that happened in a large building. That's
you had a mask on it. It's a Sleep No...
Yes, yes.
Sleep No More. No? Yeah, amazing.
It's been going for years. Yeah. It's been going for years. So there is... You know, more, there's a number of companies. Mungle Mouth in Sydney, I believe, also does quite a few immersive pieces. I'm in development with my own see the company on another project, not Beyond Cinema, that will be a bit immersive for children. Mm-hmm. Part of that's for it to be accessible to children with disabilities. Mm. So yeah, there's a lot of little things if you look in the more independent theatre sector popping up, or festivals.
And what are the challenges when you reinterpret a piece coming from the 19th century, you know, like, and in French, like, it's being so popular as well. Yeah, everyone kind of know Les Misérables, so it's really challenging to revisit this piece, or what do you think?
Well, I guess in this case, I think the challenges are less, because we're not really trying to reinterpret it. We're simply trying to bring the movie and the play, the musical, into the audience and make them part of the story. So the challenges are more from a practical perspective of how do I encourage the audience to participate? How do I translate the on-stage action into the audience? What is possible? What's the audience comfortable with? What can the performers, you know, comfortably do in that space and still maintain the integrity of the story? The practical flow of the piece.
That's a challenge, how to like make it flow naturally and that everyone's comfortable and happy to like do everything.
Yeah, exactly.
To participate.
I think that's the biggest challenge with any immersive piece, because audience in one way love to participate if they're given permission and if it's a safe space. But on the other hand, if it's too confronting, too in their face, too sudden, then they can be quite resistant. But once they get into it, it's very, it's a lot of fun.
And so how can we have more information? I know on internet, there's on What's on Cine, but there's a website as well. Yeah.
If you go to www.beyondcinemaaustralia.com, you can book tickets and see a little bit more of information. Or if you head to the Facebook page, Beyond Cinema, and we also have a group, you can see, I think there's even some film up of a rehearsal that we had last week, get a sneak peek of the singers singing.
Can you tell us about the future projects?
Yes, so Beyond Cinema has coming up some princess brunches where you get to sing along to some of your favourite Disney songs. And they also have in Melbourne, I believe, a Great Gatsby immersive project, which already happened here in Sydney. And myself personally, I also have a new musical opera mashup with my own company, which is called The Marriage of Kim K, which will be happening at the Bondi Pavilion in May next year.
Votre communauté, vos conversations. SBS French.
sbs.com.au